Thank you. Let's start tonight with the national anthem of 1963. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, well, you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Come, writers and critics who prophesize with your pens, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a changing. Come, senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. As the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a change.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So 50 years ago today, the nation changed, as you know. There are many who would say that the 60s as we know it began 50 years ago today. At least that moment, the killing of President Kennedy, was a lens through which we see everything that happened after that in the decade. We look back at the civil rights movement, the rise of drug culture, free speech movement, the escalation of the Vietnam War, riots, marches, protests, the rise of Nixon and the fall of most everything else. He did some good things. But I wanted to start with a thought here. How many of you are or have ever been students? Could I see a... Oh, that's a pretty good showing there. Well, one of the things that happened in the 60s is that students became a social class that was determined to speak up and speak out about things in the surrounding culture and society that they could not give a passing grade to. And so I'm going to start with you singing this time a little bit with a student song. And the part you're going to sing is at the end of each verse that I sing. You're going to sing, "When I got something to say, sir, I'm going to say it now." So try that once or twice and see how you do. "When I got something to say, sir, I'm going to say it now." Very good. "Well, I am just a student, sir, and I only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke of the books that you like to burn. So I like to make a promise, and I like to make a vow, that when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. Well, you've given me a number, you've taken away my name. To get around this campus, why, you almost need a plane. And you're supporting Chiang Kai-shek while I'm supporting Mao. So when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You know, I'd wish that you make up your mind. I wish that you decide that I should live as freely as those who live outside. For we also are entitled to the rights to be endowed. So when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You know, you'd like to be my father, you'd like to be my dad, and give me kisses when I'm good, and spank me when I'm bad. But since I left my parents, I've forgotten how to bow. So when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You know, things, they might be different if I were here alone. But I've got a friend or two who no longer live at home. And we'll respect our elders just as long as they allow, that when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You know, I've heard of other countries where the students take a stand. They've even helped to overthrow the leaders of the land. Well, I wouldn't go so far to say we're also learning how. But when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So keep right on a-talking and tell us what to do. But if nobody listens, my apologies to you. And I know that you were younger once, 'cause you sure are older now. So when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You know, I am just a student, sir, and I only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke of the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now.
Woo! Very good, very good.
We talk a lot about the civil rights movement, and a lot of the civil rights movement had to do with being a student, going to school, and the right to go to school wherever you wanted to and whoever you were. And I'd like to praise those students of all races who stood up for the right to go to school, white, black, Asian, and this was kind of an anthem of that movement. And here you get to sing a little bit more. And you sing a little bit higher, too, actually. So you're going to sing the second half of each verse. Now, the first verse I'm going to sing is about moving from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. And so you're going to sing, I'll be riding up there, I'll be riding up there. Come on over to the front of the bus, because I'll be riding up there. Okay, a little bit trickier, but try that out. I'll be riding up there, I'll be riding up there. Come on over to the front of the bus, 'cause I'll be riding up there. Now I'm going to sing about different things in different verses, and so you have to adjust the words accordingly. And I'll kind of explain what the verse is about when I get to that verse, but let me start with this one. If you miss me in the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Come on over to the front of the bus, 'cause I'll be riding up there. I'll be riding up there, I'll be riding up there. Come on over to the front of the bus, I'll be riding up there. Well, one of the rights that people of African American heritage had to fight for was the right to swim in the public swimming pools. And so this verse is kind of about that. If you miss me on the Mississippi River, you can't find me nowhere. Come on over to the swimming pool, and I'll be swimming right there. I'll be swimming right there. I'll be swimming right there. Come on over to the swimming pool, 'cause I'll be swimming right there. Well, there was a lot of picketing, protesting going on, carrying of signs with messages of various kinds. And this verse is kind of about where you might end up if you were doing that. If you miss me on the picket line, you can't find me nowhere. Come on over to the county jail, 'cause I'll be roaming over there. I'll be roaming over there. I'll be roaming over there. Come on over to the county jail, and I'll be roaming over there. This next verse kind of speaks for itself. If you miss me in the cotton fields, you can't find me nowhere. Come on over to the voting booth, 'cause I'll be picking right there. I'll be picking right there. I'll be picking right there. Come on over to the voting booth, 'cause I'll be picking right there. If you miss me in the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Come on over to the front of the bus, and I'll be riding up there. Sing. Come on over to the front of the bus, and I'll be riding up there. One more time, I said, come on over to the front of the bus, I'll be riding up there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm not going to talk a lot about President Kennedy tonight. I'm more sort of taking us back into his time. But I will quote him occasionally. I will quote him right now in his inaugural. He said, "The nation that cannot help the many who are poor cannot save the few who are rich." My friend Doug here, hearing that, said, "I think that should be section 139 of the Doctrine and Covenants," right? You know, President Kennedy was a wealthy man. And I think that he understood the words of Solomon. That, you know, in Ecclesiastes, he says, the race is not to the swift, nor the victory to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. And I want to sing a song sort of about that. By the way, if you want to remember that scripture, it's Ecclesiastes 9:11. I think you can remember that. This is a song that I sang for the first time in public in May of 1969. And I didn't know the chords and I didn't know the tune. But I loved the words so much, I just sort of made it up and sang it on a stage. But I'm going to sing it the right way for you tonight. Show me a prison, show me a jail. Show me the prisoner whose face has grown pale. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley, show me a train, show me the hobo who gets caught out in the rain. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. Fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey stains on the floor. Show me the drunken man who stumbles out the door. I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you. You or I. Thank you. Thank you very much. This day has a special extra meaning for me. Today is my father's birthday, November 22nd, 1919, he was born. And that's my only really legitimate reason for singing this song, because this was his favorite for me to sing. Now, he was not a wealthy man. But he always wanted to go to the place where wealthy people went when they died. That's right, Forest Lawn Cemetery. And so he was a fan of this song. It's a bit of a comical view of Forest Lawn, which is a famous cemetery of the VIPs, the celebrities, the stars in the world. And whenever I would visit him, I had my guitar with me, I'd pull the guitar out, and he would always say, "You know the one I want to hear." And this was it. "Oh, lay me down in Forest Lawn in a silver casket. Put golden flowers o'er my head in a silver basket. Let drum and a bugle corps play taps while cannons roar, and 16 liveried employees sell souvenirs from the funeral store. I wanna go simply when I go, and they'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. With a casket lined in fleece and fireworks spelling out rest in peace, take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn. Oh, lay me down in Forest Lawn, they understand there. They have a heavenly choir and a military band there. Just put me in their care, I'll find my comfort there. 16 planes in a last salute, they'll drop across from a parachute. I wanna go simply when I go, and they'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. With 100 strolling strings and topless dancers with golden wings, take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn. Come to the church in the wildwood. Kindly leave a contribution in the pail. Be as simple and as trusting as a child would, and we'll sell you the church in the dale. To find a simple resting place is my desire. To lay me down with a smiling face comes a little bit higher. My likeness cast in brass will stand in plastic grass, while hidden weights and springs tip its hat to the mourners filing past. I wanna go simply when I go, and they'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. I'll lie beneath the sand with piped-in tapes of Billy Graham. Take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn. Rock of Ages cleft for me, or a slightly higher fee. Oh, take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn.
All right, now tuning a 12 string. So, how many of you in here are liberals? Would you say liberals? We've got a few there. A few of the hands are kind of because liberal is a sort of a tricky word here in Utah County, but I'm going to sing a song, kind of a spoof of liberals, but it's kind of coming from the foyer, you might say, rather than the left or the right side of the room. Of course, you here are on my left, and you here are on your left, so you're all leftists in here as far as I'm concerned. But I'm talking about the foyer left, okay? And, you know, I was raised in an area in a time when our heroes were, sort of revolutionaries, Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman, who wrote the great classic book, Steal This Book, is the title, and I did. So liberal was, President Kennedy, he was really a liberal
Some people even debate that, whether he's a liberal, but I heard someone who knew him 2 days ago on TV say he said he was a liberal. But liberal, for some of us, was a term for people that were a little lukewarm and not quite going all the way and having the passion for the causes that we believed in, the sort of revolutionary causes. And this song, first of all, again, you get to sing along the tagline of each verse, and it's real easy. You're going to sing, "So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal." Okay, try it. "So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal." Now, this song has a few, actually a lot of specific references to things in the day. Let me ask you about a couple of them, as though you were a class here, okay? So the DAR, it mentions, the DAR. What's the DAR? Daughters of the American Revolution. And this song sort of takes exception to them. And they had a history of not allowing blacks into their meetings because they were not sons or daughters of the American Revolution as they saw it. And once they were admitted, they were segregated and so on. So there was some controversy with the DAR. How about Les Crane? There's an obscure one for you. Who is Les Crane? Okay, Les... Radio personality and on the left side of things, you might say, liberal. Les Crane, his name comes up in this. And one other thing, too, you know, we sang "Back of the Bus," but busing was a big issue in the 60s. And it wasn't that busing. It wasn't the right to ride a bus that we're talking about. So what's busing? What's the issue with busing? Desegregation. So what were you doing? Yeah, you're sending students to high schools out of their small geographical area in order to create racial balances or at least some kind of integration. And so busing comes up in this song too. There's a few other things, probably not worth going into, but you can sort of recognize those that you can, and you'll get it when you don't recognize them anyway. It doesn't matter. So here we go. "Well, I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears rolled down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. Oh, but Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal." You get it? Okay. "Well, I go to the civil rights rallies, and I put down the old DAR. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. Oh, but don't talk about revolution, 'cause that's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. Well, I cheered when Humphrey was chosen. My faith in the system restored. And I was glad when the commies were thrown out of the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes, as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Well, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. I don't understand how their minds work. What's the matter? Don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bus my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Well, I read New Republic and Nation. I have learned to take every view. I've even memorized some Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. If I can sing this one in Utah County. Well, I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. And I go to those Pete Seeger concerts. Boy, he sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll give all the money that you ask for. Just don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Well, once I was young and impulsive. I wore every conceivable pin. I even went to some socialist meetings where I learned all of the old union hymns. Oh, but I've grown older and wiser, and that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal.
Yes, yes.